Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
The Gospel of Mark. Now, this is the first of the four Gospels. This one is written more to a Jewish audience, and the view of this Gospel is that Jesus is the King. Makes sense, a Jewish audience, they're looking for that King of David, and here he is, Jesus Christ. Now, I happen to believe that the Gospel of Matthew was the first of the four Gospels written. Many people think it's Mark. We'll get to that later when we talk about the book Mark, but I believe it was Matthew. Why? Well, it would make sense because in the early years, first, Christianity was really a religion of the Jews, and so it would make sense that the Gospel to the Jews would be the one first written. Now, Matthew is very interesting because who was Matthew? He was a tax collector. This is some of the irony of God, that God uses a man like Paul, a Pharisee, to write so much to the Gentiles. Here he uses a tax collector to write to the Jews. Why is that irony? Because a tax collector would be one person that in Judaism you would not see as someone high. It would actually be a traitor to the people. A tax collector is someone who collected money for Rome, for the enemy, and collected it from their own people. The Jews saw a tax collector as a traitor, and so that is why I find that so interesting. But it is the first of the four Gospels, and it focuses on Jesus Christ as the King.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.